This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Well, a new production set to begin at Umpqua Actors Community Theater. Jenny Prowitz, one of the folks involved. Jenny, good morning. Tell us about it.
Good morning, Kyle. Thanks for having me on. I am involved in the current production, which starts this week. It's called The Ghost of Covington Manor. And it is written by our local playwright and phenomenal local playwright, I might add, Marty Follacy, and he is also the director. So it's been a really fun play. It's a comedy. It's a play within a play. If people out there in, you know, radio land have that in their brain, it's a play within a play and everything that can go wrong in it. So it's just very funny.
Well, and the idea of a play within a play is very intriguing. What can you tell us about it?
Well, you have, so obviously, you know, you have actors who are portraying actors on stage. So it's just that double layer of, you have real people, you know, like you have me, you have the other actors who are on there on stage acting. And so sometimes we have to slip out of character to come into the real world because things are happening on stage and it's just a bunch of mismatched things that are happening. And so you have to slip out of character and start talking in your real voice rather than your character voice. And then you have to go back into character when the play is going on. And anyway, it's just this wild ride that you can have just slipping in and out of character. For an actress, it's wonderful because it just is, it's just a layer of creativity that you don't normally get because you get to be two people on stage rather than just one.
Wow.
And it's really funny. And you have people that are slipping in and out of characters all the time.
So how many?
So it's not. Oh, go ahead.
How many people do you have in the production?
I believe that there are 11 or 12 of us.
Wow.
That are actually in the production. Yeah. So, yeah, you have a lot of people who are slipping in and out of character.
So, a lot going on with this. How long have you been working on it?
We actually had a kind of shortened rehearsal schedule because of Marty's commitments that he has with Riddle High School. He's the drama teacher out at Riddle, and so he actually had a production for the high school. So we actually have only been rehearsing together for about 4 weeks. So it's really kind of a condensed rehearsal schedule, which makes it more exciting and makes the anticipation a little bit more, you know, just like right in the forefront of everything. So it's really just, it's fresh, and that it really makes it really fresh. And it's a different way of doing rehearsals.
And I know that your actors seem pretty excited to have a few things now going again that you've been able to do after an awfully long break.
Yes, and we have most of the actors that are on stage haven't been on stage yet. And so it just brings another level to the excitement of being able to bring back live theater to Roseburg. And I hope that the patrons, you know, really respond to that. They have so far in the three productions that we've done, because we started in Christmas at Jacoby with Elf, and then with Spelling Bee at UACT and Puffs at UACT, and now Ghosts of Covington Manor. I just hope the patrons just really come back in force and really support live theater again.
So it begins this Friday. What's the schedule?
It actually begins this Thursday, May 26th. And then so it would be for this week, it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and it starts at 7 o'clock. And so you want to get there, you know, at least by 6:30 so you can get a good seat. And then on Sunday, it is at 2 o'clock. It's a matinee. And so that runs for the next 4 weekends, minus Thursdays.
Wow.
Thursday only this week. And then for the rest of the 3 weeks, it'll be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
So tickets for that looks like $15. How do people get them?
You go online at UACT-theater, and theater is spelled R-E, not E-R, .com. And we do have two vaccinated performances for people who choose to only go to vaccinated stuff, and that is May 28th and June 5th.
All right. Well, a lot going on with Umpqua Actors Community Theater. Jenna, anything else you want to let folks know about?
You know, we at UACT are really appreciative of the patrons and keeping our doors and our lights open during COVID. And so just continue to support live theater and go to as much as you can. You won't be disappointed.
All right, Jenny Prowitz from Umpqua Actors Community Theater. Thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you so much, Kyle. Have a great day.
841 News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.